Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Confessions of a Spirit Messenger, Mediumship and Spirituality with a Boston Attitude. Information presented here is inspired by spirit, brought to you by me, your spirit messenger, Nicole Quinn. Well, happy holidays to everyone. Whatever you're celebrating, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, Boxing Day. No matter what it is, you know, I wish everybody the best and good health and great wealth for the new year. But also remember, you know, the true meaning of the holidays. It really isn't to go out and participate in the spending frenzy that commercial America has decided is the real meaning of the holiday. You want to make sure that you, you know, think about your family. And God forbid we all remember Jesus, because, you know, Xmas is a whole lot easier to write than Christmas. I'm one of those people. You know, it's just doesn't seem right to me that we have to change everything and be afraid to offend everybody all the time, you know. We're all different. If we just accept that we're all different, we don't have to worry about offending anybody. Everybody can just be happy and do what they do and not feel violated because somebody says Merry Christmas. But that's just me. So, you know, Jesus, when Jesus was born, the Bible says that he was visited by the three wise men and they gave him three gifts. And they were gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And we all know what gold is. Frankincense and myrrh, they're actually kind of resins, they come from trees. But the frankincense is available in an essential oil. So if you ever have wondered what it smells like, you can go to like a health food store and you can pick it up. And frankincense is really good for opening up the crown chakra. So that's the energy center that's it's kind of above your head a little bit. But if you take like a little bit of that and you kind of just work it in your hands and, you know, smell it, you'll be able to kind of feel a little bit of a difference if you're sensitive to energy. I've actually got a little bit of that on my hands and a little bit on top of my head right now. It's kind of like a protecting thing, too. It's one of those things. So today is probably going to be the last show of the year. I'm going to be out of town next week, so I will not be able to, you know, take time out to do the show. I'll be up in the Boston area visiting my family and friends. And so today there's going to be a lot for me to talk about because I want to make sure I cover it. One of the things I want to cover is that Blog Talk Radio has decided that free accounts on Blog Talk Radio will no longer be able to do a show up to 60 minutes. So if I do continue to do the show, I will have to just limit it to 30 minutes per day unless I can get someone out there with a kind heart who's, you know, willing to further what I do and help me make a living at it, to be a donation, to give a donation or to sponsor the show. And, of course, if you did sponsor the show, I'd be sure to kind of, you know, mention your services or whatever. And if you have any offers, we can announce that over the show, too. So any of the listeners that we have, and by the way, we get probably about triple the replays that we do listeners. People seem to listen a lot more when it's more convenient for them. So even though the show may not be live, they're still getting all of the information. So if you're interested in that, definitely drop me an email. It's healingstarspirit@yahoo.com. The rate that I was going to be putting out there would be $10 a show. We roughly do 4 shows a month. So it would be $40 if you want to be the sole sponsor for the whole Confessions of a Spirit Messenger show. So that is something to put out there. So hopefully we won't have to stop doing the show or limit it to 30 minutes. I really have a hard time getting everything in 30 minutes, and that includes if and when we actually get callers to put them through on the air. I don't really like to be rushed when I'm trying to do a reading. It's its own process. So with that, I want to just start to segue. I want to mention, if any of you are followers of my page on Facebook, I put up a card yesterday, and it's from the Bird Signs deck. That's one of my favorite decks. And it was the duck. Now, I asked people to just submit, what do you think this is? You know, what's the meaning? Yes, it's a decision right on the card. So these ones are a little easier, you know, than some of the other decks out there. But I got a couple of really good answers, and they were right on target. They were a little bit worded a little bit differently depending on who was looking at the card, but the message was really the same. And it basically has to do with decisions, which I think is very fitting because at this point in time, it's not a huge secret. The last year has been extremely rocky and difficult for a lot of people out there. I don't think I've ever heard so many people tell me how hard their year has been. You know, things with jobs or families, you know, losing a person is very difficult as well. There's just been a lot of, it just seems like a chaotic turmoil kind of a feeling around people. Now, the duck card, because it represents decision, is very significant that it has been pulled right about this time. We're just going into the new year. Whenever we do that, people always make all their resolutions, and they have all these intentions for doing things differently. But you know what, people? Nobody likes change. Even if it's change for something better, we like to cling to what's comfortable to us and what's familiar. So even though a great opportunity might be in front of you, there is a tendency to be hesitant and to bring in that element of fear because we're really just not sure what's going to happen if we decide to change. We might lose something that we hold dear, and that's a huge fear. And pain is a lot more of a motivator than pleasure. So I don't know if anyone are Tony Robbins fans out there, but Tony Robbins even says that people in general will do more to avoid pain than it is to than they will to actually gain pleasure. So if that's any indication, I think we can all basically say safely, yeah, we're resistant to change. I'm comfortable with the amount of pain that I'm in right now. And that's good for me because I know what to deal with and I know how to deal with it. I don't know what's going to happen. So I'm going to stay with what I know. You know, it kind of happens that way with elections too. Oh, the evil we know, the devil you know rather than the devil you don't know. So the decision card being pulled right now, huge, huge indication that we need to start looking at how we're making our decisions. Because if you choose not to change, that's still a choice. You can choose to take something new on or you can actually stay where you are. Either of those is a choice. I'm just going to pop into the chat room for a second here. Oh, I've got a friend in here, B. She says, is there's a possibility of revenue sharing with another person that you can split with the show? Oh, okay, cool. I will definitely look into that. Thank you very, very much. Because I'm still kind of new to the Blog Talk thing. And I'm trying to figure out my way around here so that I can kind of keep doing what I do because I really feel like it's helping people. I get a lot of positive feedback. And if anyone has suggestions for show topics, I'm always open to that. So thank you so much, B. I appreciate it. Back to the discussion about the decisions. One thing that I want to mention, you know, we're all, you know, kind of running around trying to figure out what it is that we're doing here. You know, what's our mission? What are we supposed to be doing? And all that stuff. We all sit around. We ask God, hey, God, help me. I don't know what to do. Please help me, tell me what to do, show me a sign, all of these things that we ask God for, which is completely normal and not a bad thing. But when we get the answer, if we don't like the form it comes in, well, then we just decide God didn't listen because that's not what God would have given me. Yeah, okay, listen, this is where you need to start listening because God is going to tell you what's right for you, not what you want. Because, and as I wrote into a note that I wrote today on my Facebook page, a little kid may think chocolate is a great thing. Oh, chocolate's fantastic. I'm going to eat chocolate every day for a month. Okay, so that's what you think is good for you. Go ahead and do it and see what happens. You're going to end up with all kinds of problems because what you want is not what's best for you. And even though, you know, we're not all children, we are adults, when it comes to us versus the universe, I'm pretty sure the universe knows a lot better, and we are the equivalent of children in that capacity. So please trust what you get because you're going to get what's going to help you. And it's always going to be for your highest good. Yes, there may be some discomfort involved, but you need to make sure that just because you're afraid, you don't overlook something. Because what happens is people, and this is something that happens a lot when you start to actually get a response from spirit because you asked for something, people will get the same thing over and over again. And each time they'll be like, no, why does this keep coming up? You know, I don't want to do that and I'm not going to. Okay, well, it's not going to stop because you asked the question and God is going to want to give you the answer. And it doesn't matter if you want it or not, you asked for it. So at this point, you don't like it. Well, that's tough cookies. You have to take it because that's what you asked for. Now, you have the freedom of choice not to take the advice or not to, you know, go with what you're getting. But Why would you do that after you spent all that time asking and the universe has spent that time trying to answer you? It's going to be the right answer for you. Making a decision that is based on fear, it never works out for anybody. Everything does go back to fear when it comes to, you know, the hesitation to move forward with our mission or, you know, pretty much anything that has to do with change. So just want to make sure everyone out there is listening and remembering that when you ask for something, you will receive it. And that includes people that will come into your life. And the right people will come at the right time. And what's going to happen is they'll be in a conversation with you or you'll overhear a conversation between some other people and you'll hear something that pertains to you. This is not a weird paranoid thing. I know that there are people out there that have these weird conspiracy kind of mindsets or paranoia, but this is real, okay? And it's not that you need to go scouring for it. You don't need to go reading through headlines in magazines and newspapers looking for hidden messages. It's not going to happen that way. What will happen is spirit knows what your habits are. They know what you pay attention to. They know everything. And they will put it to you in a way that you will actually recognize it without having to look for it. It'll just jump out at you, and you'll notice it. It's a very subtle thing. So if you get a person in your life, and for some reason they start going off on this completely like random tangent, and you have no idea why they're talking about this stuff. They have no idea why they're talking about it. They look a little clueless, but they can't stop. That is one of the ways that spirit will get to you, because spirit speaks to us through our subconscious mind. There's a whole lot going on every single day that we don't need to consciously process because it's just an automatic and it happens. And that's one of those things. So, for example, yesterday, I had a client that had come in for the first time in like 4 months to get a massage. And she's one of my clients that knows what I do. She knows that I'm a medium. And she's really good about asking questions and everything. This is sort of like a visit for her. It's not just a massage. So, and I don't really need to. I can multitask really, really well. You get the same massage whether or not I'm talking or not. So ever have to come in for a massage with me and you want to double up, you can do that. But I started to talk to her about the guidance that I had received from one of the spirit beings that I work with, who I call grandfather, who he's introduced me to himself as that, and he's an elder. That's really all I know right now. I haven't had time to go deeper into meditation, and frankly, I don't know that he would tell me more. He's a very straight shooter. The lesson that he told me he wanted to teach me was the lesson of power. And I had no idea that he was going to say that to me. I had, you know, when you don't expect the answer, you really know it's real because, you know, like I said the last show, I expected my spirit guide to come through and have this exotic name and exotic look, all kinds of interesting things about them that's not what I got when I actually got the name of my spirit guide and what they looked like, at least what they appeared to me to look like. So it's like when that happens, you take a step back. Well, you know, he said to me, you know, can you not see that you're afraid to own your own power? Well, I didn't know how to take that. At first, I was like a little bit offended. And I basically took a step back and I was like, Nicole, remember it's a dialogue. Ask the question. What do you mean by that? That's another part of the whole equation that sometimes people forget. It's a dialogue. You can participate. Don't just get, you know, take what you get because you're going to miss something if you don't ask the question. They don't just tell you everything. And he said, and this includes things like even just using a credit card. Basically, the example he gave me was, he said, even when you do something like use a credit card, he said, if you go to a store and you put that down to buy something, subconsciously you're putting that card down. And when you're looking at it somewhere in your mind, you know, I'm not good enough to pay for this. I am not enough. And so, therefore, I must indebt myself to these other people who are better than me. And I thought, oh, my God, that is such a mind screw. And yet he's right, because everyone knows when those bills come in and, you know, you start to cringe because you've let kind of like your little greedy desires get a hold of you and, you know, you've spent a bunch on clothes or even, you know, like, presents for other people because that you didn't have the money for, but you wanted to get. So when you do that and you're telling yourself, I can't pay for this, you're really giving your power away. You're giving your power away because you're somehow telling yourself that you're not enough to pay for these things yourself, and these other people, you're going to be indebted to these other people. And I was like, wow, that's really crazy. And I was shocked. I'm like, this makes so much sense. I think I kind of started to realize, like, wow, you know, this is some really good stuff. Everything, though, we give away our power in so many different ways. We give it away when, you know, we decide that someone else's opinion is more valuable than ours. Like, let's say you're about to make a decision, since we're talking about decisions and change. Let me just type this up in the chat room real quick. So if you're deciding to make a change and you decide that another person knows better than you, you're undervaluing yourself. And I think a lot of people, they don't know that they're doing it, but they are doing it. And that's not to say that you don't intelligently seek the advice of those who have more experience than you and then make an educated decision. This is more about that emotional aspect of yourself that kicks in when you're about to make a decision and you realize you're afraid and you don't want to take full responsibility for the outcome. So you sit there and you think, okay, well, so-and-so knows a lot about this. This is what she recommended. I'm going to do that. If you continue to do that, you're continuing to subconsciously tell yourself that you don't value your own opinion. And that's not something that you want, because over time, that will become a habit. And you'll do it without even knowing you're doing it. And before long, you don't have any respect for your own opinions. Every time something happens, you will pick up that phone or you'll talk to someone else and you'll have them make your choice for you. A lot of what happens here on this planet has to do with free will. You know, nothing that we come here to do has to actually get done. I mean, we actually have the choice to just call it quits. And I don't mean suicide. I mean, like, I can stay in my house all day and drink beer and eat pizza, and God's not going to come down on his cloud and say to me, hey, Nicole, you know, you're really screwing up here. You didn't do this, this, and this. And frankly, for a lot of people that are, you know, living a life like that, you're probably getting signs anyway that there are other opportunities out there for you, but you're not taking them. But you do have the free will to not do things. You're probably going to have to come right back if you don't do what you were supposed to do or what you chose to do and then chose not to do once you got into the, you know, you get into the kitchen and the heat's too strong. You're like, okay, yeah, I'm on. This is not for me. But you don't have to do anything. So we have a lot of freedom. You know, if God came down and gave us a paper and said, when we asked, what are we supposed to do? How am I supposed to manage this? And said, this is what you have to do. I think that most of us would say, well, I like this, this, and this, but I don't like this. So frankly, that doesn't work either. So ask all you want, but make sure that you listen when you get the answer. And you can't really pick and choose. It's like one thing or another. So let me just pop my head here into the chat room. I see you guys are all talking about the great controversy of Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, I think it's going to affect a lot of people. There's a lot of people who really are trying to get a message out here, and this is a really good format for them, but they can't afford to be spending X amount of dollars a month when there's not enough to support, you know, what they're trying to do. So listeners, very, very important to me. I'm of the same mindset as Gene Simmons. I think that my fans are the best in the whole world. And that's the way that everyone should think, I think. But so any support that anyone out there wants to give to me, I really, really do appreciate it with, you know, sincerity. I want to point out, too, I've been doing some work outside of here because, you know, times are tough. You try to do what you can to get by. You know, you all know I'm a massage therapist. You all know that I do some reading of incoming manuscripts for a small publishing company, a spiritual publishing company. So if anyone out there is a spiritual writer, you've got an in. So send me your manuscript and I'll take a look at it. But I also do some writing, and I've recently become the psychic and medium examiner for San Antonio. It's a local position. I have to write about local things. I got spanked by a couple of people who tried to send me, they sent me things saying, hey, you know, this is supposed to be local. You know, this doesn't fit, it's not appropriate, it doesn't fit our standards. And I'm like, man, I am trying so hard. Well, I went back and I started to go through, you know, the last 4 years that I've been here in San Antonio. And I realized, man, I know a lot of people. I started to look people up and I thought, you know, there was one group that I was involved with who were trying to do a magazine. It was a paranormal magazine. And I was like, oh, wow, I forgot about that. Let me go back and do that. Now, the magazine got dropped because it was just too expensive. People couldn't commit in terms of time, and it just got to be too much. Well, this team of paranormal investigators here is called After Dark Paranormal. And the lead person is Eddie Hill. He's the president of the organization, and he's also a police officer here in San Antonio. So him and his crew, which, you know, the people involved in this deal with public service most of the time. Like, they're firefighters, they're paramedics, they're teachers, they're public service people. They spend their days working for the public, and then they spend their nights doing this. And it's kind of a really exciting thing because you get to explore your passion, you know, and do this kind of thing. But you also, you know, you're working, you're making a living and all that. So right now, I'm pretty sure the investigations are for free. So if you're in the San Antonio area and you have something you'd like investigated, a piece of property, preferably one you own so there's no problems, contact After Dark Paranormal. I'm going to post, I'm going to post the article in the chat room, because within that article is actually a couple of links so that you can contact people from that organization and, you know, try to get an investigation going. But, you know, it was good enough for me to, you know these people, and then on top of it, I was like, oh my God, there's an actual story here. You know, I could have just reported on what was going on in terms of investigations, but they're actually trying to film a paranormal reality show right now. So I was like, ding, 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 and got on the phone with Eddie, started talking about what they're doing. They actually invested a lot of money into this huge van, and it's got all of their equipment, their computers, their audio, all the technological stuff they need to do like a real scientific investigation, and they're out there doing it, and it's going to be awesome. Right now, they don't have a network that's bought the show from them. They're actually just going to put it all together and then submit it after, you know, everything is completed. So look for that. Check out the article. Pass it on to people who might also be interested. They need your support as well. The more support they get from you, the more suggestions they get from you, the better the quality of the show. So check it out. Let me know your thoughts. Let's see. I'm looking actually for local experts, so I'm not sure if anyone that's listening is a local expert in something new age, paranormal, psychic, anything to that effect, but I'm looking for people that I can, you know, plop in and throw some quotes in there. Because I worked in public relations, I've worked on the other side of this equation. This happens a lot to me in my life. I work on one side and then I find myself on the other. You know, I was the one submitting news releases on behalf of all these businesses to the newspapers. Now I'm a newspaper person, an online newspaper person, and I'm looking for people that used to, you know, that do what I used to do to try to get them out there, because frankly, part of my agenda is San Antonio is not known for much. I mean, the Alamo, okay, the Riverwalk, okay, not to put those things down, but there's so much more than that, and there is a huge underground community of New Age and spiritual people here that you just don't see because it's not obvious, and the reason it's not obvious is because, hello, we're in the Bible Belt. If I told somebody that I was not Christian here, I would get a dirty look or a funny look. And it's just the way that it is. People down here are heavily Christian. It's kind of a conservative state. There's a lot of military here. And the mindset in general is not open, you know, in terms of just your everyday person. Now, in passing, I've talked to people or like customers that have come in, and they've mentioned things to me which opened up the conversation so that I could offer something to them. But I'm going to take all these little underground resources that I've collected over the past few years, and I'm going to go out there and I'm going to promote them. So if you have something and you're in this area and you want to promote it, send me something that gives me a little bit of info, because that's what I want to do here. This, I believe that part of my mission is, yes, thank you, little ninja guy from Cajun. You guys are nuts. My mission here is to break down old belief systems, and not to necessarily put a new one up or build a new one for people, but to just open the dialogue. I've said that over and over again, you know, I'm not telling you what to do, but I want you to open up your mind and think and just start the dialogue. That's the most important thing right now. And it's like that whole adage about it doesn't matter what religion you are, it matters that you believe and that you have faith. And that really is true. It doesn't matter. One God is not different from another God. It's all the same thing. When we start to finally wake up and realize that the most important thing here is not to tear each other down, but to support each other and build each other up, a lot of what you see going on in the world will start to stop. All of this, the war and, you know, people that have a lack of resources in one place and an abundance in another will start to come together. And so everybody has enough. And I know that sounds really wishy-washy and, you know, New Age woo-woo, but that's really what it's all about. And if you can, you know, put aside the fear that someone's going to think you're a nut or a Fruit Loop or something for thinking like that, you'll go out and you'll start to make a difference, because one person can make a difference. It always has been that way if you look through history. So go out there and let your little light shine. That's what I want from everyone today. Now, the topic of the show originally is going to be ego versus, like, the angel versus the devil, like you see in those old cartoons or old movies with the devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other. And if my interpretation of that is that the devil is really like your ego, and the angel is sort of like your soul. The angel is the part of you that wants to do good, that wants to better things, that wants humanity to, you know, move towards that let's all love one another. The devil part of you is the part of you that's concerned with yourself. It's the ego. It wants to make sure that you have enough, and if somebody else has more than you, it gets jealous. And both of these things are important to your health as a whole being. Neither one of them can really be ended, you know, and have the other one just go on, and it just doesn't work that way. Like, you can't kill your ego, and your ego can't kill your spirit. You need to learn to let them live together. So the way that I look at it is, you know, the ego voice is really loud. The ego voice is, you know, the human side, the part of you that you're experiencing in this world. And it's sort of like, you know, the pain that you experience here is real. I know that there are some schools of thought that tell you this world is an illusion. That does not help, because even if this is an illusion and it's just an experiment, it doesn't mean that's without purpose. So let's kind of keep that in mind. And the experience of pain, the experience of love, the experience of separating ourselves from each other and from God is what this is all about here. The ego is the part of you that feels that. That's your human side. And so those things, a lot of those things are going to be, you know, the experience are going to be considered negative. But they're really not negative. It's just that that's how we look at it here, because most of us don't have that spirit side of us turned on. Once you turn that on, you'll start to get a little bit more. Like, you'll start to realize there's more than what's here, and yet your ego will pull you back down to earth and say, don't be stupid. You have to make sure that you do this, or things are going to get hard for you and you're going to be in trouble. And that's okay, because your ego is trying to keep you alive, okay? It's trying to keep you in check, grounded in reality. The spirit side of you is trying to help you know that even though all of this stuff is going on, there is a higher purpose, and you do have a plan, and that you weren't abandoned here on a bad camping trip, as I like to say. So the trick is not to omit information from either, but to integrate the information from both. So as you walk through your life and you're doing things on a daily basis, try to look at things both ways. Okay, so you're in traffic and someone cuts you off. All right, you're mad. So yell. Hopefully your windows are up, because in Texas people have guns. So just, you know, get it out of your system for a second. But after you do that, calm down. Usually you will calm down if you let yourself let out a little bit of gas. And remember, that guy did not do that to you on purpose as a personal vendetta. And remember that he's a soul in a body trying to figure out what he's doing with his day too, and he's battling his ego. So I'm not trying to be gender biased here. He, she, whatever. Guys and girls are equally bad drivers in certain situations. So don't take it there. But, you know, when you start to kind of integrate both things, when you allow yourself to be human, things look a lot differently, because I do think that we beat ourselves up quite a bit. You know, we think we have to be perfect. And, you know, it's success is something that it's really physical. Our concepts of success are very physical here. You have to have a lot of material things to be successful, or, you know, a lot of money to be successful. And I personally don't believe that's true. I believe that is one kind of success. I believe there are many kinds of success. A person who's raising a child and bringing a responsible and loving adult into the world is every bit as important as the CEO of a company, you know, who's putting out material that informs people of, you know, their choices in terms of spirituality or any other cause. I mean, all of the things that you do, as long as you do them with the intention of not harming people and going out there and just doing something for the betterment of society and humanity, are all important. Even one soul, and I've had this conversation with my guides, one soul makes a difference. It may not seem like it here, because all we can see is what's in front of us. I mean, let's face it. There are states that represent, you know, space here, but in spirit there aren't. So to us, everything is going to look like, you know, things are farther away. What's not in front of us may not, you know, seem real at the time because we're not perceiving everything at the same time. But if we work with our ego and our five senses here and then our psychic senses at the same time, you kind of get a little bit more of a balance. And people struggle with the balance, but that's okay because that's part of life too. The most important thing is that you just remain mindful of what's going on around you and try to, what I would say is a very good way to put it, have peace in the present moment. And that's kind of a shameless plug because there's a book out there that was just published by the company that I work for, and it's called Peace in the Present Moment. It's actually a collection of quotes from Byron Katie and Eckhart Tolle. So if you get a chance, it's actually kind of a very pretty gift book. It's not a novel. It's nothing like that. But there are beautiful, beautiful pictures of different kinds of flowers, very Georgia O'Keeffe-ish. And if you need a time in your day to kind of just stop and take a breath, taking a look at some of the pictures and the quotes in this book will kind of calm you down and bring you down back to earth. So it's a nice book. It's a holiday book. I mean, it's definitely something you can give away for a Christmas present. So check it out. It's one of the books I have listed today in that little, it's kind of like a little Rolodex thing at the top of the page where I list some different resources. And I do that because I want people to know that, you know, the show is more than just the 45 minutes that I sit here trying to talk to you guys about various subjects. It's meant to help you go forward and take what you already know and bring it to the next level. One of the teachers that I had, Mrs. McQuaid, I'll never forget any of my teachers. Like, I'm one of those nerdy kids that I really liked my teachers, and it wasn't because I was kissing up. It was because, I don't know, part of me always knew that they were really trying to do something. I had good teachers, but she would say, go from what you know to what you don't know. The context that she put it in obviously was like tests. You know, if you're reading a question, there's a little part of it that you know. And if you can't answer the whole question, just try to make some kind of an inference or an educated guess. And life is kind of like that. Go from what you know to what you don't know. So if you have a slight interest in crystals, or even if you're into an alternative kind of spirituality, an earth religion, druidism, paganism, if you're drawn to that, go there, because sometimes the goal of that next step is not just what it seems. It's not like, if you're interested in druidism, doesn't mean I'm meant to be a druid. It could just mean that you're going to pick up several books, and then one of them will be a little key that'll take you to your next step. Not everything that we do is for what we think it's for. And I'll give an example from my life. I did this contest, the next top spiritual author, back in March this past year. And, of course, everybody that enters the contest wants to win. But that's really not the point of the whole exercise. I mean, there was like over 2,000, I think it was 2,500 people that entered that contest. Not everybody was going to win. There was going to be one winner. Now, if you didn't make it past, let's say, round one, which I didn't, oh, well, you know, guess what? That wasn't the purpose, was for me to win. The purpose was for me to come across the people and make the connections that I made as a result of being part of that contest. Now, I've always been a big believer in how everything connects. What my mom taught me is, you know, every person that you meet is a potential connection for you. Like, you don't know who you're talking to. You could be in the grocery store talking to, you know, like I said, the president of a company, and if you're nice to them, they give you their card, you might have, you know, end up with a job when you've been unemployed for a year. You really can't make you can't make assumptions when it comes to stuff like that. So I treat every person that I meet as a you know, potentially my best friend. And I ran into a whole lot of different people, and there were people that reached out to me as well. And that's how I ended up on this Blog Talk Radio to begin with. I actually was lucky enough to be in contact with Teresa Phillips. Everyone calls her TJ, and she had this vision. She'd also been voted off the island and was very sure that that really was part of the exercise, and it wasn't for the purpose of just winning the contest. And she's got a website now called Believe in the Moment, and I was the person that hosted Angel Whispers for maybe 5 or 6 months. that's how I kind of got myself up and running with being brave enough to get back into broadcasting, because I have not done this since college. And it's sort of like riding a bike. You get back into it and you pick it back up. But if I hadn't made all those connections with all those people, I don't know where I'd be right now. I think I'd still be in the dark, because at that point I was struggling with even to come out of the closet and start telling people, sometimes I know things and I don't know why I know them, but I do. Or, you know, I thought I heard my deceased relative say this the other day, and I'm pretty sure it was real. I mean, how do you start telling people that? Well, the contest is how I start telling people that, because I needed to get votes in order to make it to round two. And even though I didn't, and I thought to myself, oh, my God, I can't believe this. I'm coming out of the closet, and if I don't get enough votes, it was for nothing. It wasn't for nothing. I got out there. And so you just don't know. You might start out doing something and think that the end of the road is X and realize it's really just a stepping stone to the next thing you're meant to do. I lost my train of thought. I was going to tell you something else, but whatever. It'll come back. It'll come chugging along. It had something to do with the contest. Let me see if there's anything else. I kind of took some notes before the show. I want to make sure I got as much as I could before I wrapped up the year. Talk to you about examiner.com. So please go out and I get paid because people look at my articles, guys. So keep looking, pass it on to everybody else. I'm up to like 55 cents right now because I don't have enough people checking it out. I'm still kind of working on it. There's only 4 articles there. This is a new thing for me. So any support you can give me would be greatly appreciated. On Facebook, I'm trying to build more of a page that is interactive. And if there are any suggestions that anyone has to help me kind of interact more with the people that I have on my show, on my my page, let me know. The duck thing, the duck card that I had posted, was an idea that I had just because there's another website that I'm a follower of, and it's called Psychic But Sane. So I recommend that to people who are chuckling right now because it sounds so funny, because you know exactly what they mean. She put up a picture of someone who's sort of like a minor celebrity or a person of interest in the news somewhere in the world. And she asks people to write down their impressions, psychic impressions, physical impressions, whatever. And then later she posts who the person is, what they're known for, and whatever other information she has. And it's just like a little mini exercise in trying to exercise your psychic muscles a little bit. And it really was cool. I got a lot of hits, and I was shocked because I'd never done that before. I'm still going out there and doing things I've never done. And I never want to stop doing that, because that means that I'm dead. That means I'm not learning. So I put up that card, and I got a couple of responses, and that's one way that I'd like to try to get some more participation. But I am working on it. I am constantly working. Even when I'm not working, I'm working. Does anybody have any questions in the chat room? Be happy to answer them for you. I know everybody has been talking in there a little bit about what's going on with Blog Talk Radio. The premium accounts, I mean, I think they range anywhere from like $40 a month to like $250 a month, depending on what you want. They give you, you get more lines to have people call in, stuff like that. But, you know, the purpose of my show has always been to help people help themselves. I want people to know that they're not alone, that they can go out into the world and feel confident that they have a connection to something greater. And just because you're developing your intuition and your psychic skills doesn't mean that you have to go out and start reading for people. You know, I really want you to just use it for yourself. 90% of the day that I live every day, I'm checking in with my guides and trying to figure out if what I'm doing is the right thing, or, you know, stuff like that. And I check in with Grandfather, and he doesn't say much all the time. He really is a teacher. He's not a spirit guide per se, but he really is a teacher. And the last thing he told me was to keep going. That was it. So it's not always going to be this big dramatic thing. You're going to see maybe some images in your mind if you have clairvoyance. You might hear something, and it's sort of like in your mind, or you might get a stream of consciousness going where you've got all of these really great thoughts, and you know that it's not coming from you because some of it is not within your consciousness. But these are things that you want to do, like you want to integrate into your life and not just kind of throw by the wayside and decide what you see in front of you is only what's real. That's definitely something that is one of my main goals. Break down the old belief systems, open up the conversation, help people realize that to be a whole human being, you need to integrate your divine side and your spirit side. And being that it's Christmas, you know, I want to talk a little bit about Jesus. I mean, he really was a good example of somebody who could do that because he had this great connection to God and he had these healing abilities. These are all what we would consider in modern times psychic abilities. But he had the physical aspect of it. He had people that followed him. He preached. He gave things to people who didn't have anything. He healed people, but he also, you know, gathered and helped people. There were just so many aspects to his life that are exactly what I'm talking about here. And I really wish that people would kind of see that and look at Jesus as an example of how to live a really good life and not, you know, have to force themselves to pour the entire concept of who God is into one person. Because God isn't one person. God is everybody. He's everything, everybody. But we're all sparks of God. And in order to go out and do that kind of work, we have to recognize that. So know that you do have a role and that you are a part of something greater. You're a part of the universe. What you see around you is only a small portion of it. There's so much more. And the exercise of coming here basically is so that we only see a part of it and we can open ourselves up and expand. So that's mostly what I want to talk about today. If there's anything else, it's going to have to wait until next year. So I'm going to wrap up right now. We didn't have any callers today, but I wasn't really doing a show for readings. And so that's okay. I actually kind of appreciate that because I get sidetracked really easily with the readings. If you listen to any of the other shows, you know what I'm talking about. It's like my brain needs to switch from one mode to another, and that's not really easy for me. Also, I would like to mention that there's an article up right now on confessionsofaspiritmessenger.com, and it's all about how to not just survive the holidays after the loss of a loved one, but to actually embrace them. This is the time of year when we should all be putting things behind us and getting together and recognizing that we all need each other. And if you've lost someone, it can be very, very difficult to do that because you feel like, why, what's the point of celebrating? You know, I don't have this person, so who cares? And it's like, little do you know that your person, your loved ones are on the other side looking down and wondering why you're not celebrating. Why would nobody on the other side has ever come through in a reading and said to me, you know, Nicole, I really don't want my family to celebrate Christmas because I'm not there, so they really shouldn't have a holiday. Honestly, never. Never going to happen. All of your loved ones want you to go forth and have a wonderful life without them. They'll still be there, but they're not there physically, and they don't want to be the cause for you having a terrible life. That would feel terrible. Think about that from your point of view. If you have children and family that love and depend on you, and then you move on to the next phase of life, once you're there, you're going to look and you're going to see your family mourning, and that's a part of life, but you don't want them to stay in that. You would never want to see people that you love suffer, and your loved ones on the other side are no different. They don't want to see you suffer. Put up the tree. Turn on the lights. You know, if it makes you feel better, set a place at the table for the person that isn't there anymore. But don't not celebrate the holidays because you don't have somebody with you. They are with you. And one of the tips on there is to basically get together and talk about them, laugh, and remember them because that's what's going to draw their energy close to you. And then you'll feel like they're there and your holiday will be more complete. So that's all I want to say. I will talk to you all next year. And I want to just give you all a happy holidays and a big virtual hug. I'll see you next year. Thank you for your support. And as always, walk in the light of spirit with one foot in each world.